a really tough last 10 minutes, but managed to hold on for the 3 points, so you must be happy with the result.
Yeah, I thought overall today, I thought the shape was very good. I thought in the first half we were excellent without the ball, and at the right moments, you know, we played and, you know, we get two very good goals from your point of view. So, absolutely, very proud of the players today in terms of, you know, what we've worked hard on this week. In a system that we felt that we would get, you know, a positive reaction and a positive result, and that's always the case when you come away with that. So it was, but as you say there, it was a bit edgy at the end, you know, in terms of was a wee bit of everything between a penalty, a sending off, and you know, a goal. So you know, we were absolutely thrilled to hold that out, you know, and I think that's, you know, just good experienced players there, organising, pulling people about and no meant to be in smelling danger. You know, we know that Cove are a very, very good side, you know, in terms of what they have in a forward area. But, you know, I thought overall today that we handled that threat very well.
Yeah, you mentioned on Thursday that you were looking for players to step in and impress, and Joshua Bradley-Hurst.
Absolutely outstanding. I mean, you couldn't write what's happened to us in terms of injuries that are coming up, in terms of the unfortunate situation for Neil Parry, you know, and coming in and making his debut. Delighted to have him, but it just shows you in football. And you know, I thought Josh, at such short notice coming in there, absolutely handled the game brilliantly. So he did. So that is really, really positive and encouraging going forward.
Yeah, Scott Ronsby came off at the end there. Is there any news on him at all?
I haven't as of yet. Although I've heard. You know, it's quite a nasty gash, so you know, we'll assess that and we'll see where we go. I don't think we have a game next week, do we, Dom? No. So that gives Scott maybe a little bit of recovery, time to recover, so it does. But you know, we're certainly patching people up in that at this minute in time. Come in, you know, Splaney, you know, in terms of coming up, he's came here and really, really tight, and you know, he puts his neck on the line, and he comes through that wee 5-10 minutes okay. So that was positive, but overall, you know, very, very pleasing. And when the players come in and they go with the game plan and they stick to that game plan, you know, it certainly gives good positive results. So we've got to try and go for that, and we can't just think, oh, you know, I'm constantly saying that one swallow doesn't make a summer, dog. You know, we've got to be at it repeatedly. And that's my challenge, and that's the gauntlet that I put down to the group. You know, let's continue this. Don't wait until we maybe have another poor result and then have to go again. Let's see if we can start to get back to back, you know, and take it from there.